And a good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Glad to have you with us on a Wednesday afternoon. And many churches not having midweek service. We are here at Anchor. We've got the parking lot reasonably clear. Of course, you can't stop that ice from forming. And so everybody ought to be on the lookout. But still, we're far enough above freezing. We should be pretty good between now and church time. 45 is where we are right now. Well, we're glad to have you. We do appreciate the goodness of the Lord, and we appreciate God's blessing here on a Wednesday afternoon. Let's start out, see if I can get you home. And let's do that by going to, well, must be getting back to normal, because we do have traffic to talk about today. And it's westbound I-40. It is just past 25. So it runs between 25 and 25A. That whole section is very slow. And I don't know if they're working. I wouldn't think they'd be working on it. But it is very slow. And it doesn't tell me why. Right there at the Biltmore Estate. We have slowdowns today in downtown Asheville on 240 coming westbound. The bridge is moderate this afternoon, both directions. As we look north, things are fine. As we look west, everything but the gorge where we have the road problem there at Harmon's Den, and that'll be like that for a while yet. 441 is closed, crossing the Smokies, in case you are thinking about venturing there. I'm sure the parkway is closed, and I'm looking, and it is in all parts of the parkway. So, in other words, every bit of it. There's not a piece of it that's open. And so no way to use that to do your commute with. Yeah, here in the mountains, you can actually cut across the parkway. And it's kind of like a bypass around Asheville. A lot of people do that. It's pretty drive anyway. So, but not today. Not today. All right, everything looks decent. So far, so good. Let's drop off the mountain. And I'm sure that they've got more traffic in Greenville, and it's in the normal place. There's a wreck, which is nothing unusual. But this time it's I-85 northbound, in and around, right around South Batesville Road. And it's going to back traffic up for a couple of miles. And then you've got the normal slowdown that occurs right there around the airport. And it's got it backed up a little ways today. Other than that, it seems like everybody is all right. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. All right. Let's talk about the weather. All right. Asheville is, we're at 44, and Asheville was reporting earlier, and this would have been, doesn't look right. Let me see if that's been updated. Okay. Well, 49, which I guess is, we're at 44, so I guess that's about accurate. And, let me see if I can get a better temperature than that. Let me look and see what I can come up with here. We are looking, Asheville is at 49. We're at 44. Greenville-Spartanburg also reporting it at 49, the same temperature. Interesting. And so that's where we are temperature-wise. Well, I'm watching a big frontal boundary to our west. And it is running to the west of the Appalachians, going up through the Ohio River Valley. Big line of storms crossing Tennessee right now, about halfway across Tennessee. And that's going to be affecting us, but not tonight. But it will be affecting us eventually. It'll get to us. But it's interesting. This forecast is pretty interesting, okay? They started out saying that we would have rain. Well, I said not tonight. I'm wrong. It is going to rain tonight. We go from a 20% chance up to a 70% chance, yep, as this thing comes through us. And so it's going to be a cold rain, 38. Tomorrow, we have rain likely, about a 60% chance. And the high, 41. We'll do a little snow melting with the rain coming in. This is where it gets interesting. Thursday night, a 30% chance of snow, sleet, or snow. Snow, sleet. Chance of snow, sleet, then slight chance of snow. So it's 30% diminishing to 20%. Friday, we have a 40% chance of snow with a high of 30. Friday night, 40% chance of snow with a high of 8, or the low of 18. 37 on Saturday. So January weather is here. The thing that's interested me is that I said, I don't know what day it was. I said, that storm that's coming, I said, if it don't go under us. Well, here's what's happened. It looks like it's going to go under us. If you looking down to Greenville-Spartanburg, they're fine. If you look at Union County, they're fine. But one county below that, which is Chester, and then Fairfield County, Newberry County, you know where Newberry's at, Saluda County, South Carolina, from there to the coast, I'm talking about all the way to Charleston. This includes Myrtle Beach. It goes all the way up, takes in all of South Carolina, the whole northeast quadrant, and then draw a line, well, not really, but I-95, everything to the east of 95 and about three counties west of I-95, get this, they're all under a winter storm watch. Yeah, a winter storm watch. And this all happened this afternoon, and it is in effect from late Thursday night through Saturday morning. So this is our storm, but we don't have this yet. And they have heavy mixed precipitation possible, total snow accumulations of up to 1 inch, and ice accumulations of 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch possible. At 2.5 or a quarter inch of ice, that's when you really start having massive power outages. And they're predicting this for the portions of the central and northern Midlands of South Carolina and the coastal plains and the coastal region of North Carolina. What about that? Yeah, and so it is this system that we were talking about that could be another one, the same thing we had this past weekend. It is going to go under us by all as it looks right now. If you go up to North Carolina, this is for South Carolina. If you go to North Carolina, the forecast changes. Winter storm watch, 2 to 5 inches on the coast. And accumulations, a light ice accumulations of a light glaze possible. Central North Carolina, same thing, Thursday through Saturday. Let me go to the northernmost county that's a part of this. Let me see up there what theirs says. And this would be probably coming out of Roanoke. Get this. Now, this is up on the North Carolina border with Virginia, not as picked a county. I don't even know which one it is. Heavy snow possible, 4 to 7 inches. Winds 35, gusting to 35 miles an hour. Yeah, that's for tomorrow night. You believe that? So it did happen. It just didn't happen here. Yeah, it's going under us. And so, I'm interested about that. I'm interested that whole phenomenon. It just pushed it underneath us. Doesn't mean we're not going to get anything, but we certainly don't have anything like 4 to 7 that they're talking about, like the coast does. It is snowing right now in Kentucky to the west of this front, south of St. Louis, Tennessee, Kentucky. It's snowing, ice forming in the eastern part of Kentucky. There's ice storm going with this. We will get impacted by it, but it looks like it's not going to be what this last one was, at least as it stands right here right now. That's what it looks like. But I can tell you this, when we get out of this next week, we've got, January temperatures all week long, but we have got, everybody's talking about this was a polar plunge. Well, not really. This is just normal. Jet stream. Now this is normal. But next week, late weekend, not this weekend, but the next weekend, single digit temperatures, looks like. Coldest we've had in a while. I don't know how long of a while, but a while. It's the coldest we've had in a while. So I'm thinking about pipes and all that stuff, but we got a long time to get ready. Yeah, we got a little over a week to get ready, but if something's bad to freeze, it's going to freeze. Get down to 10 degrees, to get single digits, it's going to freeze. And that looks like it may be happening here by not this weekend, but next. All right, listeners' portion of the operating budget today is being sponsored, if I can make it talk to me here, is being sponsored by Midway Bible Baptist Church. And it is sponsored today in honor of their pastor, Brother Ricky Lee. And we appreciate that so very much. And we appreciate Midway standing with us. And, of course, they have been partners with us since day one. And we sure do appreciate that. And appreciate all that how they've stood with us through the years. Thank you so very much. And then also, and Brianna, my screen is hung, and I don't know what to do with it to get it over. I can't see everything, and I don't know. I've never had it do that. Why the calendar's big and everything's scrunched over, so I'm not seeing the latter part of my sponsors, so don't know. And I'm going to, as bad as I hate to, I'm going to have to turn some heat off in here. It's a little too warm today. The 94.9 and the Anchor Broadcasting Network is sponsored by Daniel and Kimberly Nicholson in memory of the missionaries who forsook everything and went to the field to proclaim the gospel. We appreciate the Nicholsons. Thank you so much. God bless you. Today is 39 days until Share-a-thon, and in our 40 days of prayer, pray for the Lord to move in every aspect of the upcoming Share-a-thon. We need the Lord's presence more than we need breath. All right. 19th day of January, Sophia Porter born today. Congratulations. God bless you. And we wish you many more. All right. Let me just do a quick rundown here. Let's do it alphabetically, so don't take quite so long. We welcome Ann Arbor, Asheville, Birmingham, Brevard, Camp Lejeune, Clinton, Clyde, Enice, or Ennis, Evansville, Fort Mill, Franklin, Greenville, Greer, Hendersonville, Hiawassee, Houston, Kies, Germany, Lancaster, Lexington, Logan, Marion, Menomonee, Falls, Morrisville, Mountain View, Murphy, Ottawa, Richardson, Ridgeland, Rock Hill, San Diego, Silva, Europe, and a lot of the ones that we can't, that's all we can discern. Can't figure out who the rest are. We know we got people in the United Kingdom, people in Europe, but we don't know exactly where the rest of them are. But anyway, thank you all for being with us here this afternoon. And let me mention, we are on regular schedule tonight at Anchor. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. I'm not sure, but we are on a regular schedule tonight. All right. Well, I was thinking about it today, that some things that you might want to invest in. Okay, some things you might want to invest in. Now, they may be hard to get right now, but some things you might want to invest in before the next snowstorm, or at least before next winter, okay? I wear a product that's called Yak's Tracks, and they are basically little coil springs that go on the bottom of your boots, and the way I do it is I put them on a set of boots. And they're a little aggravating to get on, and I put them on, and then I switch boots. But I have been up and down the side of solid ice driveways today. Never slipped an ounce. Somebody said, "Preacher, you ought not be doing that with your back." Well, if I had a fear of falling, I mean, if I fell, I would be in trouble. But these things, I'm telling you, they're amazing. And I got it from a first responder who walked around on solid ice. Everybody else was falling, couldn't even hold on. Couldn't even stand on, hold up, had to hold the car to stand up. And first responder jumped out, and they're moving around like nothing ever happened. And they had on those things. So they're amazing. And the brand name I use is Yak's Tracks. You can get them. I think other people have them now, but it's little springs that are stretched out sideways that go on. They're rubberized things, that little frames that stretch around your boots. You can take them off and take them on. You don't want to get on hard surfaces with them. They don't do well on like hard concrete. I mean, you could fall. You know, it makes it slick, actually. You know, if you get on something like that, if it didn't have snow or ice on it. But other than that, man, I'm telling you, they're amazing because they've got these X's on the bottom, and you just don't go anywhere. Excellent, excellent thing to have. Something else you might consider, you again, getting them this time of the year is hard to find. It's one of these big old snow brushes. You seen them? It's a big old scraper and a brush on the other end. And the brush is for the snow, and the scraper, of course, is for the ice. And we used to have one of those in every single truck, but I've got to noticing I can't find them. So they've gotten gone, but I'm going to try to get them back in every truck that we have because you need it. You just need it. Something else that's extremely helpful, they make a windshield. Okay, there's two different things. You can get windshield washer fluid that's just antifreeze. Okay, and that's what it does. It just keeps it from freezing. And everybody uses that. But they also make a de-icer, meaning that if your windshield starts icing and if you're out in it, it will ice. If it's actively snowing, it will ice up. Even though you're sweating, you got your defroster on wide open and your windshield wiper's wide open and it can't keep up. So de-icer that goes in your windshield washer, and you can hit that occasionally and it'll just clear the ice right off the windshield. Yeah, so it's more than de-icer. I mean, more than antifreeze. It's a de-icer product. And again, with plow trucks, you can't beat it. I mean, it's something nice to have in a plow truck. And is that de-icer running that in your windshield wipers? Okay. People have been asking about different things, different products, and different things. What do we use and things like that? Depending on what you have as far as like a driveway. And somebody said, well, can't shovel the snow. Well, a lot of people are buying snow blowers. You know, the day was you never saw that here in this part of the country, but they're becoming more common. But let me just give you a tip. If I was going to buy one, I'd buy a big one. Here's what I'm talking about. We have one that has tracks on it. And what happens is the ones with the little tires on them, they won't go. And they just spin. And so you end up having to manhandle it like a rototiller. And it just, you might as well shovel it, you know. But with the tracks, they are pretty good. And if it goes to spinning in the tracks, a lot of times you can just wiggle it back and forth and it'll catch. And they do pretty good. And it depends on what surface. They don't do as well on a gravel driveway because you got to keep them up off the bottom because they'll sling gravel. But if you're doing concrete or asphalt, you can get them right down, get pretty slick with them. And if you catch it before anybody gets on it. Now, if somebody walks up it, you can see those tracks. It'll leave tracks. Those foot, you can see where they stepped. If you can catch fresh snow, don't know anybody get on it. Snow blowers do great. But this afternoon as it got warmer, it wasn't doing as good because it got slushy. And a snow blower will do a great job on snow, but it will not blow slush. The slush stops them up, and you spend all your time digging them out. And it just won't work. So you got to catch it either when... And by the way, they'll do a foot. Yeah, we've done 18 inches with them. You probably would be better served to catch it before it gets a foot deep and then maybe run it again at the end. That would be the better solution. But it will do it. But and then once it freezes, then a lot of times that ice will break the shear pins on them. So, and it sounds like a commotion too when you get a rock or some ice in one. It really makes a noise. But we have one we use. We clear sidewalks with it, things like that. And cleared a driveway today with it, steep driveway. So we did that with it. It's doable. But again, they're a good one, and you can get them Troy built. There's two different brands. I don't know if Lowe's still carries a track version or not. They used to. That's where ours came from, but I don't know if they still do or not, but it's a bigger one. Ours is a 28-inch, and I don't even know on the horsepower how big it is. It's a big one. It's a pull start, but it's a big one. It has heated hand grips and all that. You steer it with brakes, and yeah, pretty sharp, pretty nice. Got a headlight on it, so yeah, pretty nice. Snowplows. Somebody's asking about snowplows. Okay, if you was buying a snowplow, what would you buy? Well, I was always a Myers fan. M-E-Y-E-R-S. Myers. Myers are the yellow snowplows. So I was a Myers fan. But they use proprietary parts. And I didn't know that till yesterday. A normal hydraulic quick disconnect went bad. We went to get one. There's not any that fits. We got to looking, and it says Myers on the fitting. You have to go to Myers to buy the hoses. You have to go to Myers to buy the fittings. Yeah. So I stripped it off, put standard stuff on it. Had to have new hoses made for it, new fittings made for it. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get one something I can go to Napa and buy, you know. And so go get something I can just go to any, you know, anywhere and get, because it's just stuff breaks, you know. So anyway, but probably Jim Campin sells Boss, B-O-S-S. They're the red ones. And he's kind of an exclusive dealer for this region. One thing about it, they've got parts in stock. And I also like the way a Boss disconnects. If you do it just right and you set it just right, you can drive up to a Boss, and it'll put itself on. You get out, connect a couple of things, it will actually install itself on the front of the truck. Pretty good. And then, of course, my favorite is the big V-plow, the 10-foot V-plow. And we've got that on a one-ton, heavy one-ton. We had to put special springs under that truck to get a one-ton truck to carry it. It's that heavy. But so far, we've not seen anywhere we can't go. We make the V, turn it into a V, and we hit it, even frozen stuff. Man, I'm telling you, I've been so impressed with that truck. It's an old 99 Ford Super Duty 350, a Power Stroke. But when you add that big plow to the front of it, and we carry a big old, we're going to finish doing a wall one of these days here, and we've got a bunch of big old landscape block, precast block. I think somebody said they weigh 1,800 pounds. I don't know. They may weigh more than that. A yard of concrete weighs, what, 2,800 pounds? Maybe more. Anyway, we've been putting those in the back of the trucks. They got a little eyelet on the top so you can strap them down so they don't slide. You put that in the back of one of these ton trucks, put that V-plow on it. Well, so far, we've not run chains one time. Not once have we put chains on that truck. And I've had it stuck twice. Lift the plow, drive right out. Pretty amazed. Pretty amazed by the whole thing, yeah. So just some things in general. Oh, and I want to tell you this too. I checked today. What does snow removal cost? Anybody got any idea? $275 an hour, and that's for up to 6 inches. If it is more than 6 inches, it costs more. And so it's and this, they tell me commercially it's ranging $350 an hour for snow removal. I also asked today, I wanted to see what a wrecker bill would cost to pull somebody out of the ditch. And the range is $85 to $150 for a wrecker to come pull you out of the ditch. And then I checked on cost of running folks back and forth to work. And depends on where you are and the mileage, it's all about mileage, but about $20 is what an Uber call would cost you if they had a four-wheel drive and could get to you, you know, if they could. But that's a big if. So, and the reason I said that is that, you know, we have a lot of folks can't afford to pay that, you know, and so that's why we've been trying to be of service. Things are slowing down for us, and they need to. Our people are shot. We were on a call today, and a gentleman needed to go to the doctor, and so we took him, ended up having to go in, put his shoes on, some things, and one of our guys took him to the doctor, and he wasn't sick. He didn't seem to be sick. And got there, and he is COVID positive. So it has taken one of our guys out. And so we've got a truck we have to disinfect, and we have taken one of my guys out of service, so that's going to pinch us a little bit. And he was scheduled to go on vacation next week. And so I hope that he doesn't catch it. I really do. But who knows? May have saved the gentleman's life. I don't know. And so anyway, we're glad that glad to be of service. Sometimes it just, you know, sometimes there's things that go with it, you know. Sometimes they're just things that happen. So anyway, all right. Let me say thank you. And by the way, we do COVID runs. In other words, we will haul people with COVID, but we always put on PPE, and we know that they have COVID, and so we're aware of that. And I usually send people who have just recently got over COVID, so that they have a high immunity. And we just ran one a minute ago. I'm looking at it. And COVID positive from the hospital. We just did that. But again, if you know it going into it, then it's not you use more caution and you have more things and so. But again, it's if it means saving someone's life, and then it and don't know that it did, but I'm just saying if that it could have been, and so we're glad. All right. Well, thank you for being with us this afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and cut loose a little bit. We'll not do afterwards. We'll just do till the AM goes off, cause of church tonight. Give me just 15 extra minutes. And so thank you for being on board. Ask you to pray. Have some children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren that are now COVID positive. Still have folks in the hospital. Please pray for the McCall family, the Randall McCall family. Been neighbors for them 40 years. And went home to be with the Lord yesterday. And so remember that family, if you will, please. All right? Thank you so very much. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, show yourself mighty. We plead the blood in Christ's name. Amen and amen.